Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we're back at camp after a day off. Bob, players had a little bit of rest yesterday. What did you see today? Renewed energy?
Yeah, back at camp and back in pads after that shells practice in stadium, which really was spent primarily working on special teams. They got physical again today. Bill Belichick and some of the defenders, Jabal Sheard, said the offense kicked our tails on Sunday. Wasn't too pleased with the practice. A lot of run game emphasis. We saw a lot of contact early in this practice, including some one-on-one drills where a defender had to take on an offensive lineman, shed the tackle, and then make a tackle. And I thought it was very physical. I thought it set the tone for a good practice for this team, and I thought the defense certainly was much improved today.
Bill Belichick called out a couple of guys in his press conference this morning before practice. Chris Harper and the receiving core are some of those guys. What did you see from them today? They had another good day at practice.
Chris Harper and DeAndre Carter are two guys who spent some time with this team on the practice squad. Of course, a lot of people will point to Chris, remember a mishap in the Denver game, but he is somebody who's come into camp and he's gotten past that mistake in the Bronco contest during the regular season and continued to play well, just as he did last year late in training camp. In DeAndre Carter's case, like Chris Harper, some time on the practice squad, he's come in after working with the team through the offseason, and they've made catch after catch. Another guy to throw into that mix in the receiving core, which Bill Belichick told SiriusXM NFL Radio the other day, is as deep a group as he's had, is the youngster Malcolm Mitchell out of Georgia. He plucks the ball. We've seen him continue to make plays.
And he doesn't shy away from these big-name defenders either. He's willing to take anybody on. Bob, another group that Bill Belichick called out this morning were the tight ends, and he said it from top to bottom, it's about as deep a group as he's had so far. There's a couple of rookies in that mix. What are you seeing from the rookies that are, you know, on the field taking the same routes as Gronk and Martellus Bennett?
Of course, everybody knows about Gronk and Bennett, but a guy like Bryce Williams is another big target, and maybe he doesn't make the 53-man. He certainly is in competition to make the roster, but he's a guy who's very intriguing. Had a receiver background, as Bill Belichick told us this morning, and of course came in as a tight end out of East Carolina. He's a guy who's made some plays. We haven't seen as much, I think, of Stephen Choi in the passing game, but we've seen A.J. Derby, a player they drafted last year, and a season a year ago was lost to injury. But having had that experience of being around this team every day, going through the offseason conditions, program and prepping for his second year in the NFL. Might be his first season, but his second year in the NFL. I think we've seen signs of his maturation from training camp a year ago to this point. We didn't see him a lot last year, for sure.
All right, Bob, well, we're making our way through camp, and we'll look forward at the end of this week to joint practices next week. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's a good note on which to end, along with a happy birthday to both Tom Brady, of course, and Chris Parker.
And don't forget Chris Parker. All right, Bob, thanks so much. Until next time, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. See you later.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.